राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय 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 गोपीजन बल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यमुना तेरा बन चारि जमुना यमुना तेरा बन चारि जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय गोपीजन बल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदान यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंद यमुना तीरा बन चार जमुना यमुना तीरा बन चार जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Garanitai, 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 Jaya Garanitai, Jaya Garanitai. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha Sam Sundar Radha Sam Sundar Radhe Jaya Jaya Radha Sam Sundar Radha Sam Sundar Radhe Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Prabhu
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र सदहरि भाई निगेश लभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र सदहरि भाई निगेश भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदिगौर भक्तबिंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप मयापुर धाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की प्रेमानंदे हरिनाम संकीर्तन के श्रील प्रभुपाद के ऑल ग्लोरी टू शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरुपुरन गरांग की ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 9 मदर यशोदा बाइंड्स लॉर्ड कृष्ण एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे वी विल रीड 21 नायं सुखापो भगवान् देहिनां गोपिकासुतः ज्ञानिनां चात्मभूतानां यथा भक्ति मतामिह नायं सुखापो भगवान् देहिनां गोपिकासुतः ज्ञानिनां चात्मभूतानां यथा भक्ति मतामिह नायं सुखापो भगवान् देहिनां गोपिकासुतः ज्ञानिनां चात्मभूतानां यथा भक्ति मतामिह माता जी Not. I am this. Sukha-apaha. Very easily obtainable. Are an object of happiness. Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dehinam. A person in the bodily concept of life, especially the karmij, Gopika Sutaha, Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, Krishna as the son of Vasudev is called Vasudev, and as the son of Mother Yashoda, he is known as Krishna. Jnani Nam Cha, and of the Jnanis, who try to be free from material contamination. Atma Bhutanam, of self sufficient yogis, yatha as bhakti matam of the devotees, iha in this world. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. Purport. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yashoda, is very easily available to devotees, but not to tapasvis, yogis, jnanis, and others who have a bodily concept of life. Although they may sometimes be called Shanta Bhakta, Bhaktas, real bhakti begins with Dasya Rasa. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tans tathaiva bhajamyaham mam vartman vartante manusyah partha sarvasah. As living entities surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. Everyone is seeking Krishna, for he is the super soul of all individual souls. Everyone loves his body and wants to protect it because he is within the body as the soul. And everyone loves soul because the soul is part and parcel of the super soul. Therefore, everyone is actually seeking to achieve happiness by reviving his relationship with the super soul. As the As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedaisya Sarvai Rahameva Vidyah. By all the Vedas, it is I who am to be known. Therefore, the karmis, jnanis, yogis, and saintly person are all seeking Krishna, but by following in the footsteps of devotees who are in a direct relationship with Krishna, especially the inhabitants of Vrindavan, one can reach the supreme position of associating with Krishna. As it is said, Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam nagachati. Krishna does not leave Vrindavan even for a moment. The Vrindavan Vasis, Mother Yashoda, Krishna's friends, and Krishna's conjugal lovers, the younger gopis with whom he danced, have very intimate relationship with Krishna, and if one follows in the footsteps of these devotees, Krishna is available. Although the Nitya Siddha expansion of Krishna always remains with Krishna, if those engaged in the sadhan siddhi follow in the footsteps of Krishna's Nitya Siddha associates, such sadhan siddhas also can easily attain Krishna without difficulty. But there are those who are attached to bodily concept of life, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, for example, have very prestigious position, and thus they have the sense of being very exalted Ishwaras. In other words, because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are guna avataras and have exalted position, they have some small sense of being like Krishna. But the pure devotees who inhabit Vrindavan don't possess any bodily conception. They are fully dedicated to the service of the Lord in sublime affection, prema. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended prema pumartho mahan. The highest perfection of life is prema, pure love in relationship with Krishna. And Mother Yashoda appears to be the topmost of devotees who have attained this perfection. Nayam sukhapo bhagavan dehinam gopikasutah jnaninam chatmbhutanam yatha bhakti matamiha. Again, translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. So this verse is like concluding verse of the pastime of Ukkhal Bandhan Leela, where Mother Yashoda binds Lord Sri Krishna. Yes, Sukhdeva Goswami, so Nayam Sukhapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopikasuta. Krishna is not obtainable to those who are on the bodily concept of life, dehinam, and also the person who engages in cultivation of knowledge, jnaninam, and then chatmabhutanam, atmabhutanam, the yogi. He is not easily accessible, he is not easily obtainable by the yogis, the jnanis, and by karmis as well. Krishna is only accessible by pure devotees. The devotees who are in spontaneous devotional service, in that stage. Here in this Prabhupada, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada says that everyone is seeking Krishna. Every single personality, every single person living in entity, somehow or other, directly or indirectly, everyone is actually seeking to achieve the happiness by reviving their relationship with Krishna. But here, Kyaninam chad yatha bhakti matamya, but the Gopika Sutta, the son of Mother Yashoda, Krishna, he is not accessible. Though everyone is trying, everyone is seeking for the happiness by reviving their relationship with Super Soul, Krishna. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions here, writes that by following in the footsteps of Brajavasi, or the person who has moved in that similar mood, similar bhav, simply by following in their footsteps, we can get highest perfection of life, which is to associate with Krishna in Vrindavan. So the highest perfection the Mother Yashoda achieved, that type of perfection, that type of siddhi, that type of spontaneous relationship, spontaneous service stage, devotional service stage, only we can get when we follow in the footsteps of Brajavasi. Or the person who are in the stage of spontaneous loving service, in a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, as well as Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's a description that the Brajavasi, they have intense iste swarishiki ragaha parma vashita bhavet tan maya bhavet bhakti sa apta ragatmikodita. Brajavasi are the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Braj. They have a natural and constitutional deep attachment for Krishna. It is there in their heart. Only Brajavasi, they have natural and constitutional and deep attachment for Krishna. And same time, they are very much observed, parma avishtita, absorption in the thought of Krishna, in the service of Krishna. So anything, that type of mood, that type of bhakti, that is called ragatmika bhakti. And that type of bhakti, intense bhakti, it is only we can find in the heart of inhabitants of Vrindavan, Brajavasi. Their very natural, deep attachment for Krishna. It is natural. This is their nitya siddha swarup. Other person have not this type of attachment. So very natural, spontaneous, and constitutional deep attachment for Krishna. And same times, parma avishtita, absorption in the devotional service. They are absorbed simply in the devotional service, thinking about Krishna, meditating about Krishna, remembering Krishna. And when any devotee So, in this material world, what happened that some person, very fortunate person, when they hear about the spontaneous attraction of Brajavasi to Krishna, when they hear that pastime dealing Krishna with some Brajavasi, when they hear, so some fortunate person, devotee, one person developed desire to get it. He developed intense desire to get that type of devotional service which is found in the heart of Brajavasi. He becomes very much attracted and he develops a strong greed to get it. And when he follows in the footsteps of Brajavasi, then that bhakti, that type of bhakti is called Raganuga bhakti. Ragatmika bhakti only in the heart of Brajavasi, only in the heart of inhabitants of Braja. They possess this type of bhakti. And if someone, fortunate person, becomes very much attracted by hearing those pastimes, by hearing the lila which Krishna performed with his associate in Vrindavan, then they become attracted about that type of devotional service, the spontaneous devotional service, and same time they develop intense desire to get it. They develop greed to get it. And when they follow in the footsteps of Brajavasi or any associates of nitya, permanent, eternal associates of Krishna, then that bhakti is called Raganuga bhakti. So unless and until we uplift ourselves on that platform, on the platform of Raganuga bhakti, we could not get the topmost perfection in a spontaneous devotional service. So here Sukhdev Goswami talks about the Gopika Sutta, the son of Mother Yashoda, Krishna. He is accessible, very easily accessible to devotees who are on the spontaneous attraction for Krishna, who lifted themselves on that platform. Otherwise, he is not easily accessible for jnanis, for karmis, or even for yogi. Though they are also trying, every single person, every single living entity is trying, is seeking the association of Krishna, that type of fortune. So, also in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu described that if someone is really interested to get that type of bhakti, we can't become a Brajavasi. It is not possible for us, any living entity, to be on the level of Ragatmika bhakti. It is only with Brajavasi. But however, if we develop greed, intense greed to get it and follow in their footsteps, then also we can get the association of Krishna. For that, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu described, our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that following in the footsteps of Brajavasi, we should practice this type of bhakti. Seva sadhak rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tad bhav lipsuna karjo braj lokanusarata. That devotee advised seva sadhak rupena, as a sadhak, performing devotional service according to regulative principle, chalak vaidhi bhakti, and same time he should execute devotional service siddha rupena, on the spontaneous level, both levels together we have to practice tadbhav lipsuna. If anyone desires to get that mood, get that bhav of Brajvasi, then his advice, he should practice as a sadhak, following all the regulative principles, vaidhi bhakti, and same time, he should practice on the level of spontaneous devotional service. Sadhak rupena tad bhav lipsuna karyo braj lokanusharatah. And following in the footsteps of Brajvasi, braj lok anusharatah. According to the Brajvasi, the devotee should take shelter of one of the close associates of Krishna, and he, in under his direction and in his protection, he should execute devotional service. Then he will get the perfection. He will raise himself of the platform of Raganuga Bhakti. In Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami also instructs in similar way. In Nectar of Instruction, text 8, Tannam Rupa Charitadu Sukirtananu Smrityo Karmena Rasna Manasi Niyojya Tishtan Braje Tadanurag Jananugami Kalam Nayet Akhilamityupadesha Saram. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu. If someone is interested, he wants to pursue spontaneous devotional service, Raganuga Bhakti, then that Bhakti is advised that he should very nicely chant, engage first of all his mind, his tongue and mind. Tan Naam Roop, Naam. Chanting nicely, Sukirtan, Sukirtan, nicely he should chant about the name, Roop, Krishna's form, and his pastime, Charit, Leela. Naam, name, Roop, the form, and Charitra, his pastime, which he enacted display in Vrindavan. Sukirtan, Smrityo. And same time, he should remember all those pastimes. Nicely chanting and hearing, and same time, smriti. He should remember all those pastimes, contemplate, remember all those pastimes of Vrindavan. And Rupa Goswami advised, Tishtan Braje, while living in Vrindavan. Tishtan Braje, Tadanurag Jananugami. And he should follow in the footstep of Anuragi Jan. There are eternal associates of Krishna. So they should follow in this footstep of the eternal associates of Krishna. Kalam Nayet. In this way, a person should utilize his remaining duration of life. In Vrindavan. Stay in Vrindavan, stay in Braj Bhumi there, staying, and same time, nicely, very expertly, he should advise to chant the name of Krishna, remember, meditate on the form of Krishna, and hear the pastime of Sri Krishna. Remembering Krishna pastime, residing in Vrindavan, and Kalam Nayet. This way, what a remaining duration of life, whatever time remaining we have, that should be utilized in this type of service. And Rupa Goswami says, this is the essence of all instructions. This is the essence of all instruction in the matter of bhakti. In the spiritual understanding, this is the fine, this is all essence. This is some and substance of all instruction. So here Srila Prabhupada in this purpose talks about though everyone is trying, every living entity, they are seeking association of Krishna. Everyone, every single person, we are also. Here Prabhupada in this purpose talks about we love our body, we care our body and we protect our body because Atma is within the body. So our attraction, our affection or our attachment with this body, it is because the soul, Atma, is there within the body. And we loved Atma, our attraction for Atma, it is because it is a part and parcel of super soul, Paramatma. So eventually our loving propensity, our loving quality directed to Krishna. But in order to achieve the highest perfectional stage, which Mother Yashoda obtained, of course, it is like offensive that Mother Yashoda obtained. That is her conceptional, eternal. Not that Mother Yashoda did some pious activities and he got that perfection. It is her conceptional position. But Nayam Sukhapu Bhagavan Dehinam Gopika Sutta Gyaninam Chat Bhutanam Yatha Bhakti Mathavya. And pure devotee. They get the highest perfectional stage, that is associating intimately with Krishna. If someone interested to get that stage, for that stage, though every single person, every single living entity, they are trying to get revive their lost relationship with Krishna, directly or indirectly, every single person, we are... knowingly or unknowingly, we are trying to associate Krishna. But in order to get the highest perfectional stage, Prabhupada said, but by following in the footsteps of the devotee, especially inhabitants of Vrindavan, we can get it. Otherwise, it is not possible. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the spontaneous attraction. And also in previous verse also talks about Lakshmi Devi and Brahma and Shiva. Here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned the name of Brahma and Shiva. Brahma, a great personality. Of course, greatest personality in this material world. And Brahma and Shiva, they are guna avatar. And they have very prestigious position in this creation. So, sometime, because they are very great personality, Brahma and Shiva, they identify themselves with this highly elevated position in terms of material prestigious position. They think that we are also Ishwar, we are controller. We have also similar. And sometime here, they also think that, in other words, because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are guna avatara and have exalted position, they have some small sense of being like Krishna. We are also like Krishna. If we are not Krishna, but we have the similar. And this type of Brahma illusion or ignorance comes because they are also very great personality. That is the reason why. So even Brahma and Shiva, very small fraction of bodily concept of life is there. Identifying this body is there. They could not get then what to speak of living entity who are grossly engaged. They are grossly maintaining that we are body. Their bodily concept of life, grossly they maintain this concept. So for them, it is not possible. So, (clears throat) that also in the purport Srila Prabhupada's talk about sadhan siddha and nitya siddha. The eternal associate of Krishna, they are nitya siddha. They are never disconnected, disassociated, because they always remain in association of Krishna. They exude devotional service. But they are sadhana siddha. Some person can get perfection, highest perfection, by engaging ourselves in devotional service. And when we uplift ourselves on the platform of spontaneous devotional service, raganuga bhakti, then we can get that type of perfection. So here Sukadeva Goswami, bhakti matam. Word is used, bhakti matam. Who are endowed with raganuga bhakti, spontaneous attraction for Krishna, spontaneous devotional service, you are on that platform. They are endowed with that type of bhakti. For them, Krishna is very easily accessible. Sukhapa. With happiness, with very pleasing way, we can get association of Krishna. We can very much, we can be associated, we can, the one can reach the supreme position of associating with Krishna if we uplift ourselves, we raise ourselves on that platform. Unless and until this is done, this type of bhakti, like Brajavasi, we can't get it. Nayam sukhapo. Krishna is not easily accessible. He is very much easily accessible for the devotees who are on the platform of spontaneous devotional service, which is technically called Raganuga Bhakti. So here, Sukadeva Goswami talks about the highest perfectional stage of devotional service, which was displayed in this pastime. Mother Yashoda, the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he was bound in the ropes of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda chastised him, and Mother Yashoda got the opportunity. Evam sandarsita yanga harina bhitya vasata svavesena pi Krishna yasedam sesvaram vase. Krishna controlling all the demigods. Everything is controlled by Krishna. Evam sandarsita yanga harina svavesena pi yasedam sesvaram. Big personality, Brahma and Shiva, all the demigods, all the cosmic and material, cosmic material existence, advisor spiritual reality, everything is controlled by, managed by Krishna. But the same Krishna comes under the control of his devotee, Mother Yashoda. So, and this was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. Krishna was bound. Mother Yashoda did bind Krishna in her rope. So, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about a spontaneous, loving, devotional service towards God. And here in the word bhakti matam, Krishna is accessible by devotees, pure devotee. And pure devotee means one who has lifted himself, who has raised himself of the platform of spontaneous devotional service. That is technically called Raganuga Bhakti. And similar way, in similar fashion, Rupa Goswami also described that if someone wants to pursue, get that type of spontaneous attraction for Krishna, then his advice to engage his tongue and mind in the nam, name, form, root, and pastime of Krishna. His mind should be engaged in remembering, and his tongue should be engaged in glorifying those lilas. And this is the essence of all instruction in devotional life, in spiritual life. This is the essence, sub and substance. So, in order to get that position, first of all, lift yourself, ourselves on that platform and tishtan braje, living in Vrindavan and following in the footsteps of any Brajvasi, eternal associates of Krishna. In this way, we can get that that type of bhakti. Sukh apah. Where sukh means happiness. Very easily, very comfortably we can get that position. But unless and until this is done, Krishna is not accessible easily. Nayam sukhapo bhagavan dehinam gopika sutra. Here word is used, gopika sutra. Maybe by vaidhi bhakti or other type of devotional service, we can get, here Prabhupada talks about Vasudev, son of Devaki, Vasudev, or son of Vasudevji, Vasudev. But if really we want association, close association of Krishna, then who is the son of Gopika, here Gopika means Mother Yashoda, Gopika Sutta, then we should execute spontaneous devotional service, and then we very easily we can get. Of course, Rupa Goswami and other acharya, this, it is very, Vrindavan, living in Vrindavan, very conducive, very easily we can go. Otherwise, some places, otherwise, parakya bhave jaha rasera prakash, brajera anyatrana ihara prakash. And in this purpose, Prabhupada also talks about Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan even for a moment. He is there always. Krishna is living in Krishna. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam nagakshati. He does not, Krishna doesn't step out. You see, even one step, doesn't go out, even for a moment. So he is there, and that place is very much conducive place, very nice place, favorable place for executing devotional service, especially raganuga bhakti. Okay, so here I stop. If you have any question or comment. Trivikramji.
Vibhava Maharaj. So, the present Brajvasis, would you say that they exhibit this high spontaneous love for Krishna? And
you are asking whether the present Brajvasi, presently who are living in Vrindavan, whether they have that type of ragatmika bhakti in their heart or not.
We should still seek their association.
presently there are many Brajvasi, area of Chaurasi Kosh. 80, the circumference of Braja, 84 crores, 1 crore equal to 1 crore, 2 miles, like 84 multiplied by 2, this much miles, circumference, go outward. And within that kshetrikal, Braja, and anyone reciting, living in that area, they are called Brajavasi. Question is whether every single person who is residing in the boundary of Braja, in the area, take up land, whether they have the same spontaneous attraction for Krishna or not. What should be answer?
Shri Krishna Chaitanya jar nahiko sambandh dhameru paribas kare sei andha. So the holy dham, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur translate, Bhanu Maharaj's translation, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this 84 or 84 crores is not a physical proximity. It is a sandini potency, suddha satta, which is beyond the three modes. But it appears that a lot of people are living there who doesn't have any relationship with Mahaprabhu or this. He said, yes, they are blind, living on the top of the Maya's net. They may think they live in holy dham, but they do not. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya jar jahi nahiko sambandha dhamera puri bas kare si andha. Then one who has the relationship, then they will find those Brajavasi who has spontaneous love. But it is not the Brajavasi that we are searching, it is that our own heart has to be purified. When Gundicha Marjan says that when the heart is purified, then the Brajavasi will meet. In fifth canto, Prabhupada says the monkeys, the turtles in Vrindavan, in Jarabharat story, Prabhupada says, they are also those people, those who are, who became like this, sadhan, siddha, but they had some, those are big speaker, but they have a little desire of lust and others. Prabhupada gave very dramatic. And then he said, the next life, now they have become monkeys. But after that, they will go back. So there is a different kind of devotee in Vrindavan.
So what about first time they were some person, they have become monkey. Now the thousands of, many thousand monkeys are living in Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So,
according to Prabhupada, those monkeys are not monkeys. Those monkeys are the devotee like me who still have a material desire but wants to become very advanced and very developing desire to be in Vrindavan to serve Radha Krishna, then I'll become next monkey.
Apparently it appears that all Brajavasi, it appears to us at least, material calculation or it's not purified, it appears that certainly, they don't reveal any symptom of spontaneous attraction for Krishna, ragatmika bhakti. raganuga bhakti, on the top of raganuga, ragatmika bhakti, at least it is not visible to us. They don't reveal any symptom, manifest any symptom that they have. But still, they have some special privilege that took birth there, or they are fortunate enough to take other place about the reciting in the Braj area. So that, especially, we are advised to give all due respects to those Brajavasi. Vrindavanam pratyajah, when the Shastra describes here, Prabhupada, Vrindavanam pratyajah padam ekam na gacchati, that means that 84 crores circumference doesn't step out, is there. It is our misfortune, our disqualification, but we don't perceive the presence of Krishna, we don't feel the presence of Krishna there, and same time we don't perceive, we don't feel the presence of spontaneous attraction for Krishna in the heart of present Brajavasi. So this is our individual, personal misfortune. Otherwise, the purity of Vrindavan, situation of Vrindavan is absolutely intact. Adhyapiha Shailila Kare Gaura Rai कोनो कोनो भाग्यवान देखी बारे पाए. दिस इज ऑल्सो स्टेटमेंट. अद्यपि इवन टूडे नाउ कृष्ण इज डिस्प्लेइंग हिज पास्ट टाइम इन वृंदावन बट कोनो कोनो भाग्यवान देखी बारे पाए. सम वेरी हाईली वॉज इंडिवेड विथ फॉर्चून फॉर्चुनेट पर्सन कैन परसीव कैन फील कैन सी द प्रेजेंस ऑफ कृष्ण इन दैट that land and same time if the purity comes in our heart then we will see that spontaneous attraction for Krishna is there in the inhabitant in the heart of in inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham. So it is disqualification from our side misfortune from our side, not that they don't possess. Okay, Prabhupada.
In our line that we are following in the disciplic succession coming from Rupa Goswami, this is a very specific type of Raganuga Bhakti, which is called Rupanuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti means to follow the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Could be the cowherd boys, could be Mother Yasoda and the Maharaj and the senior gopis, could be the gopis such as Srimati Radhika, but Rupa Goswami was Rupa and Raghunath were trained by Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar was the most intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the combined form of Radha and Krishna. And he understood all the moods of Lord Chaitanya's moods of separation for Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So he imparted this to Rupa and Raghunath. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote all these conclusions in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. We also have books of Rupa Goswami like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the Upadeshamrita or Nectar of Instruction. So Rupa Goswami is specifically worshipping primarily Radharani. The primary focus of Rupa Goswami is loving Krishna through whatever Radharani is feeling. And this is, these are the manjaris or the younger gopis who serve Radharani. All our acharyas in our line are following in this mood of Rupa Goswami. And so we're getting something, we're getting the highest essence of Raganuga Bhakti, not only following the inhabitants of Vrindavan, but the pinnacle of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, who Lord Chaitanya, if you read the internal reasons for his appearance, primarily appeared to taste this love that Radharani has for Krishna. That was his primary reason. The secondary reason was to distribute the Hare Krishna mantra. And the Hare Krishna mantra is imbued with, you know, the love that Radharani and the gopis have for Krishna. So, you know, we should understand what is our disciplic succession, what they are actually giving out, and what is actually the goal of Krishna consciousness. It's definitely not to get any type of love outside of Vrindavan. But specifically, the aim of the whole thing is to become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. So after we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and we have some experience in devotional service, we start to think, how is Srimati Radharani serving Krishna? How can I follow in her footsteps somehow or other? And by serving the spiritual masters who are in this line, one is following in the footsteps of those individuals who are actually serving in this mood. All these spiritual masters are there. They're Brajbasis. They're there in Vrindavan on another plane of existence, serving Radha and Krishna specifically with the mood of Radharani, following Radharani.
I appreciate your comment. Anything else?
Those who are following very strictly to Srila Prabhupada, they should hear this, that there is a very nice on the 8th verse that you wrote, Tannama Rupa Charitadi. So they were reading, the disciples, they were reading Krishna Smaran Janam Chasya Nija Presta Samhitam. So they say, Prabhupada, how is that we have to follow the Brajavasi in order to get this Braja mood to enter? Prabhupada said, I am here. Srila Prabhupada said, I am here. So therefore, if we can please Prabhupada, then our goal is success. We'll enter there.
Yeah, can. Like Prabhuji was telling, Rupa Goswami followed the mood of Srimati Radharani. Rupa Goswami. Of course, originally Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Raya, originally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Raya, and then it comes in direction of Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami presents this bhav. So whether we say our Rupanuga Vaishnava followers of Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami following Swarup Damodar Raya, Ramananda, and eventually it comes from Srimati Radha, mood of Radha Bhav Duti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adapted the mood of complexion of Srimati Radharani. And similar, Srila Prabhupada accepted the mood of Rupa Goswami. So your closest clue, nearest clue is Srila Prabhupada. The closest or nearest person we can close is Prabhupada and go through that. Eventually, Brajbashi, but again, whole parampara system is there with us. Nearest one, closest one, Srila Prabhupada. And of course, other also, true follower of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so anything, otherwise we'll start. Okay, Uttam Sloka.
I was just thinking that Srila Prabhupada, being the perfect resident of Vrindavan, perfect Brajabasi, he showed us the mood of sacrifice by sacrificing his personal, even spiritual peace in Vrindavan for the sake of going out and bringing as many conditioned souls as possible to Krishna's lotus feet, which is exactly the mood of Srimati Radharani.
Because yeah, that
she is trying to bring as many conditioned souls to Krishna.
So originally that is also Brajavasi, where Radharani could sacrifice anything for pleasure of Krishna. So that is the mood. The Prabhupada also sacrificed anything and everything for pleasure of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So out of causeless mercy, that mercy dragged Prabhupada different places of world from Vrindavan. So that is also eventually, ultimately, the mood of Radharani, mood of Brajavasi. They can sacrifice anything and everything for the pleasure of Krishna, for satisfaction of Krishna. Prabhupada also did a similar way in order to satisfy the will of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to honor the will of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada came different place, even different place out of Vrindavan. Okay,
Raj, in that mode of bringing conditioned souls back to Krishna, can we also say that those who are representing Srila Prabhupada and bringing souls back to the Lord Chaitanya's message and bringing back them to Krishna, can we also say that those who are representing Srila Prabhupada are also Brajavasis?
No, I could not actually understand.
Okay. Those who are representing Srila Prabhupada and bringing conditioned souls to Hare Krishna movement and engaging them in devotional service, ultimately bringing them back to Krishna, can they also be considered Brajabasis?
Yeah. At least we have possess the mood of Brajavasi. In mood of Brajavasi we are. But certainly, Brajavasi, Vasi means one who lives in inhabitants of Braja. That is called Brajavasi. The technical Brajavasi in inhabitants of Braja. And the mood of Brajavasi. So certainly we are trying to bring conditioned soul in the contact of Krishna, near Krishna. Certainly they are in mood of Brajavasi. The mood is there, bhav is there, but still there is some dignity or privilege of residing physically also there. Mood, bhav, and physically, of course that. Otherwise, here Srila Prabhupada says, Pada mekam na gacchati. He doesn't step even one step. He doesn't put one step out, even for a moment. So mood is very glorious position. It is good enough to get Krishna association, intimate association of Krishna. But still, this also we should always desire. We should not satisfy, no, I am Brajavasi. Almost Brajavasi, but still, that is glorious thing to be there in the boundary. Better to lifetime. Rupa Goswami, kalam nayet akhilam iti upadesha sarab. Kalam, once tishtan braje, he talks about tishtan while residing in Vrindavan. For the remaining duration of our life, we should utilize there only. So mood is there. Mood, of course, a very glorious situation. But still that is also a glorious situation. Actually, Krishna allows us to be there in that land where Srimati Radharani, all Brajavasi, they display their pastime, manifested their eternal loving devotional service towards Krishna in that tract of land. That is the reason why that tract of land is still very much glorified. Tishtan Braje, Rupa Goswami talks about Tishtan Braje. While living in Vrindavan, we should utilize our remaining duration of life by chanting of this in there. So we can't minimize minimize the importance of that tract of land. Though its mood is more very glorious thing. It is really our fortune that we obtain that mood, if anyone has get that mood, that bhav.
That is true, one should reside in Brajadham, but if he cannot do in physically, at least mentally he should do. So this is his mercy that he is giving
us.
Otherwise we all buy ticket and go with him.
It's nice, it's a compromise way. Physically not possible for different reasons, financial reason. So many reasons we can't be there. Okay, this is very mentally always residing somewhere in Lohi Bazar or somewhere in Krishnamaram temple. Okay, so here I stop. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.